Quiet on set. Quiet on set.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Recline at the Table. We're your hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Allison. Here, we don't know much, but we do know the meaning of life. So pull up a chair, take a seat, and recline at the table with us as we talk about the things that we've learned along the way. Today, the meaning of life is
be curious.
But before we can be curious, we're here with all of our friends in the entire world. Our friend Kelly bought us this delicious ice cream called Grater's Mocha Chocolate Chip, because that's how she lets the light in, and she wants us to try it, and we're going to try it on the pod
with all our friends in the whole entire world, and we're going to review it.
All right, everyone is sitting here with melted ice cream on a spoon, and they're going to take a bite on three. One, two, three. I'll be the first to review it. My name's Allison, and I say perfect out of 10.
This is Jordan, and I loved it.
This is Hannah, and this is really, really good.
This is Lily, and I am really shocked at how good it was because I don't like coffee, but it's coffee flavored, and I liked it.
This is Jack, and this is definitely from Food City.
Hell.
This is Rachel. And,
sound producer.
Oh my gosh. And it tastes like ice cream that I got from Aldi in Hanover, Maryland, and it tastes really tasty and nostalgic.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I don't feel as though I'm in the right headspace to enjoy this ice cream because I liked it, but my tummy is so full of delicious schloopy dips that I just don't feel like I honestly can give an honest review right now because I liked it, but who's to say?
Okay, the moral of the story is, Kelly, we love that ice cream. It's delicious, and here's what I like about it that's different than the Bluebell ice cream. It's got a little bit more of that bitter coffee taste. Bluebell is really, really sweet and it's delicious, but I really liked that one.
I agree. It tasted more gourmet for sure.
Thank you. We love you. Hey, I haven't seen you in a week.
I know. This is the longest we've ever been apart. That is not true, but we love each other so much and it is so hard to be away from each other now.
I was sad when you were gone.
I was sad when you were gone, and whenever you texted me, I got so excited to share about our lives apart from one another, even though it was just a week. Let's never do it again.
Did you do anything fun?
I played outside with my kitties and my mom and my dad and my siblings, and I saw something called... Wait. What's a new movie that just came out?
Challengers?
No, like something for... It's like something like Despicable Me or something. Well, what did you do when I was gone?
You never said what the name of that movie was, so I guess we just won't know.
You're gonna bother me. I have no memory.
This is what I did. I went to work all week, got sick Monday through Friday, and on Friday night, Rachel and I decided that we would have a garage sale on Saturday morning. So we stayed up into the wee hours of the night setting up all of our junk. But the amazing thing that happened was this. Somebody in our small group texted and said, "You can see the northern lights." So Rachel and I really honestly wonder what our neighbors thought, because we ran to the front yard, couldn't see them, ran to the backyard, and we could see a glimmer. So then we ran back into the apartment, grabbed my keys, and booked it outside. I've never seen Rachel move that fast in my entire life. She was moving faster than light.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't watch real movies. I just watch movies like those. Oh, also, that's also about the Northern Lights.
Okay. And then we woke up. We got back to the apartment. We watched the Northern Lights. And it was so incredible. Everyone's posting pictures. And let me tell you something. The pictures are lying. It's the most vivid pink and green and blue that you've ever seen. And in reality, it was... a dark sky with faint rays that you could tell were the Northern Lights, but it was not as vivid as the iPhone baked potato 4000 makes it out to be. But anyways, we then had a garage sale in the morning, and that was so fun. And these perfect gals came in and they said, "This is the best estate sale we've ever seen in our whole lives. And then I said, "Should we be friends in real life?" Because they were like our age. And they were like, yes. And then guess what I did?
Tell me right now. What did you do?
I was brave and I said, I feel awkward asking you guys this, but you're really cool and I want to make some new friends. Can I give you my number? Like, can you follow me on Instagram? And they were like, yes. And so now we're going to go get drinks with them.
Yes. I love new friends. Way to be brave, Allison.
Thank you, Jordan. And then we just had a party at our house for our friend Lily. And she's wonderful. And my friend. And now it's like, what, 3 in the morning?
Yeah, it's 9 p.m. And we usually don't stay up past 9:30. And so we're trying really hard right now. This is the night shift, though. We signed up for this whenever we started our podcast. We knew there would be night shifts.
Throwback to last week. We're working hard. We just play hard. And now we have to work.
Yep. Exactly. We're earning it.
So the theme of this week's episode is be curious. I have some thoughts. Do you have some thoughts?
When I hear be curious, I think of asking questions, which is something I've been thinking about a lot recently. I think that we need to ask more questions about ourselves, about our lives, and about others' lives. And I think that that's how we become more curious, because I hear some people say, I want to become more curious, but I don't know. I'm just okay with the way that things are. Ask more questions, because things aren't always as you seem and things aren't so black and white. I think that being curious is first accepting that, oh, things aren't just one way or the other. There can be some in between. So that's some of my initial thoughts.
Yes, that's the truth. And everyone's got their mind made up. Everyone knows what they believe. They know what they believe about themselves and other people in the world. And I think we have a lot to learn from each other. When I think of being curious, I think of like, I don't think what we're saying here is like, you shouldn't know what you believe. You should be morally ambiguity. I'm saying when I think be curious, I think like just like a
We're not saying you have to change everything and that you're wrong, but we are asking the question, have you ever said in your life? And honestly, until I got to college, I haven't said a lot, but now I am. And honestly, it makes things more scary sometimes, but I feel like it also makes things more real. And I feel like I love people better whenever I say, And I feel like I'm learning more about myself, which sometimes can be scary. It's also cool.
Yes. And is there something that you said about in your life that you can remember?
Well, I think I say to my faith and my beliefs just about every day, probably 7 times a day. And that's never something that I really did early on before I got to college. I think I sort of just accepted the answers that I heard all the time. But for some reason, once I started asking more questions and started to become more curious about my faith and the things I believe in, it seemed... Are you laughing right now? What are you laughing at? I am trying to be serious.
Can I say something? I just thought of that aunt.
She's thinking about that picture of the aunt with a knapsack. Go to our Instagram and see it. Why are you thinking of that right now? Because that's what I am.
Because it's like a 6 p.m. in the morning.
What? What does that mean? 6 p.m. in the morning.
Talk about your faith and I'm going to talk to geese for a second.
Okay. But for some reason, while some people would think that asking questions and doubting some things is scary. Well, it is scary and dangerous. I feel like it's made my faith and my beliefs more real and has grown them in different ways and stretched them in different ways. And I feel like I've been able to relate to people more, where being so sure about something before didn't really allow me to be in circles where that wasn't also the common belief. And so I'm really thankful for asking more questions when it came to something that I thought I was so, so sure about and had no questions about. And so that was a really big thing for me. What about you?
I think for me, my biggest in recent, what are you taking a picture of?
My rainbow's on your bed. I'm sorry.
I could wet my pants. Jordan's got rainbows on my bed, and I don't even have a sheet on my bed right now.
Okay.
The biggest that I've had in recent months has been probably overall in counseling with my counselor, Aaron. And whenever I like have a thought, I'd be like, yeah, that makes me so angry. I want to hit her in the head with a hammer. Like, I'll say that about someone. And Aaron will say, okay, I'm curious about that. Instead of just being like, that's a crazy response, she's curious about it. And that curiosity takes away the daggers and it lowers the risk, because she's not saying change your belief, or she's not saying let's get into that. She's just saying, I'm interested in where that's coming from and I want to know more. And I think that that's important.
That is important. How do you feel like curiosity can help us love other people better?
Good cue, Jordan. What was the question again?
How can curiosity help us love others better?
I have had this print hanging in my room. It's not actually in my room right now, but it's under my bed. But it used to be in my room, and it says, love more, assume less. When you meet someone for the first time, it's just a human thing. You're going to assume things about them, duh. But being interested in another person and being wanting to know more about who they are and where they come from helps us to see people as, like, when I think about myself, I know myself as this very complex, very nuanced person, because I've known myself for 22 years. And I know that when I walk into a room, I'm bringing with me weird thoughts about my body, insecurities about how I interact with people, lots of pride thinking that I'm the funniest mofo in the room. And I have all of that wrapped up into one because I know that about myself. But when I look at someone else and I just assume that they're flat and however they're presenting themselves is how they are, then I'm robbing them of the complexity of who they are. And so I think that curiosity can help us look more into other people's lives and figure out what's there that they're not showing me immediately. And my question for you is this. You asked me how curiosity helps us love each other, but how does it help us love ourselves?
Awesome question. I feel like we can get stuck in a thought of the way that we are when I feel like maybe missing out isn't the word, but there could be so many other parts of who we are, but we're pretty content with the way that we are in some aspects. And so we're not too curious about ourselves. Like, so a big part of my life is my faith, and a big part of my identity is my faith. But there is a lot of freedom to have my own. What?
Your rainbow's on my bed, dude. I'm sorry.
I don't know where to put them. You want me to hang them in the air?
I can't look at them.
I can't. We have to wrap this up. Okay. But there is a lot of freedom to be that and also be so many other things. There's freedom to be other things and to explore other aspects of my personality. And so I want to continue to ask questions about the things I love and my dreams and the things I want to pursue and the places I want to go and how I want to spend my time. Because if we're curious about those things, it will really lead us to ultimately who we want to become and what we want to become.
I think the last couple of years I have become so okay with gray, when prior to like 2018, 2017, I was so black and white and I knew what I believed and I knew it was right. And now I've moved kind of away from that, and I have a lot more questions than I have answers for. And there has been a lot of goodness to come from that. The other thing that I want to say is this. The truth is the truth, and it can hold up against our curiosity and our questions. And so I never want to be the type of person that just says it's true, period. I want to say it's true and I can ask these questions to get answers, and that doesn't make the truth any less good.
That's the best thing you've ever said. You just took what I'm feeling in my heart and put it into your mouth and spat it out into this microphone. Thanks for saying that.
I'm like a mama bird and I'm giving you food.
Yes, that's what I was just going to say.
I'm giving Jordan lunch. I just have taken so much comfort in that, especially when I think about God. And again, if you're not into this Jesus thing, that's okay. But for me, when I've had so much doubt in my life, I am tempted to feel shame about it. But if I can reframe it as like, I'm just curious here, and I know that God's big enough to take my questions, at the end of the day, it can still be true and he can stand up to it.
We're learning to love the gray, and we hope that maybe this conversation can spark some curiosity for you about what exploring the gray looks like, and maybe realizing that life isn't so black and white. And it might be hard for you, for yourself, to accept that. But I think whenever we throw other people in the mix, I think that we really need to start exploring the gray more in order to love others. And honestly, I think ourselves better.
Well, this was a chaotic conversation.
Yep. Loved it.
I'm curious about it. Just kidding. I guess we'll do top three.
Yep, you go first.
Actually, we'll go together. Yeah. For the first time in Recline at the Table history, we have the same top number one.
Badminton.
Badminton.
Badminton. Badminton. Badminton.
Badminton. We played it tonight, and I am not talented in general, and I am talented at badminton.
She actually is really good. I think that she was better than me. And I think that she said, I've never played before. And I believe her, she hasn't. But that just means she's a natural. She was really good. And I also had so much fun. I think that we're going to be playing it again. We'll be returning.
And we're going to make a poll on our Instagram. But be sure to vote. Do you call the little thing that you hit with the rackets a birdie or a shuttlecock?
It's so birdie.
Our friend Jack gave it the name shuttlecock, and I think that that's actually a lie from hell.
Yeah, there's no way that's true. Okay, what's your number two?
Organizing my closet. Getting dressed in the morning is one of my least favorite things to do, and I thought I would bring myself some peace by making my closet less visually stimulating. And so I bought some new hangers, which normally I don't like to do that. I think just make do with what you have. But I had hangers from like the 1800s, and they would break anytime I would try to get a shirt off them. Anyways, too much explanation. I love it, and it's so clean. I'll post a pic.
That looks great, Allison. My number two is EDM music. Today, I was driving home from Arkansas, and I was like, I'll listen to some podcasts, you know, like listen to some good things for the mind. I threw on an EDM playlist, looked at the time, 2 hours had passed. I get lost in the sauce. I love it.
My number three is NyQuil. Like I said, I've been sick all week, and there's nothing that can stop me from having an excellent night's sleep when NyQuil is on my side. Thank you, NyQuil. This is not sponsored content.
My number three is Dobby. I am reading the fourth book right now, and I don't want to throw out any spoilers, but Dobby just helped Harry a lot in one of the Triwizard, in one of the events. And so I am so thankful for him, and I'm loving him right now. Well, that's the episode. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope that you come back next week for more awesome content.
Thank you to Becca Moore. You're my friend, and you are so encouraging and helpful on the pod. Email us at RATTpodcast@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts, criticisms, feedback, anything you want to say, let us know. Follow us on Instagram at Recline at the Table, and DM us. And also this, vote on our poll on Instagram, birdie or shuttlecock.
Good night, world.
Good night, world. It's 4 p.m. at night. Love you and see you tonight. Thank you. Thank you.